Supreme Court didn't end the battle over abortion. I'm Pam Puzo, Fox News. The protections offered by Roe v. Wade for nearly 50 years were erased on Friday, but abortion rights supporters aren't giving up.
I would reject the notion that this is the will of the people. This was a political decision made by the narrowest of margins and done to satisfy an even narrower constituency.
Democrat Stacey Abrams is running for governor in Georgia. Police in Colorado say pro-choice activists set fire to a pregnancy center, and in Portland, Oregon, businesses were vandalized.
When Roe came out, we didn't burn down the Capitol as conservatives. We didn't go to liberal justices' homes and try to intimidate them. The radical left are constitutional anarchists.
Senate Republican Lindsey Graham, they were both on Fox News Sunday. Another case yet to be decided by the high court has to do with prayer on a high school football field. Joe Kennedy used to be an assistant coach at a school in Washington State, but he was fired after refusing to stop praying on the field after games.
It is so bizarre to me. Something so simple as taking a knee for, 15 seconds in thanks after a football game is made this much noise and all the way to the Supreme Court. It seems just weird to me.
Opponents argue players may have felt coerced to take part. A united front is on display at the G7 summit in Germany.
Our nations and our world stand at a genuine inflection point in history. Technology has made our world smaller, more immediate, and more connected.
President Biden speaking moments ago about an infrastructure initiative with Western allies designed to counter China's growing influence. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
A Rhode Island police officer accused of punching a woman at an abortion protest has been charged with simple assault and disorderly conduct. John Lugo is suspended from the Providence Police Force. He's also ended a campaign for a state Senate seat. The woman he allegedly hit is running for the same seat. The House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot has held a bunch of public hearings, but have any minds been changed?
Part of what's made these hearings successful is their combination of what's already known and things that the public hasn't known yet. And most important, we do try to tie it all together and show the public where it all fits its pieces.
House Democrat Adam Schiff on NBC's Meet the Press. The sessions have largely focused on efforts by former President Trump to overturn the 2020 election. Many advisors have testified there was no evidence of fraud. The former president is keeping busy handing out endorsements. One of his latest, Darren Bailey for governor of Illinois.
Darren is a fearless supporter of the Second Amendment and a tireless champion of religious liberty.
He rallied last night in Mendon. An encounter with an alligator turned deadly in South Carolina.
Alligators are no laughing matter when they come in close contact with people. A member of a Myrtle Beach yacht club was recently killed after being viciously attacked by a gator. The as-yet unidentified victim was grabbed by the 11-foot-long predator, then dragged beneath the surface of a retention pond. The victim's body was later recovered, and officials from the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources recommended that the creature be euthanized on site. Alligator sightings are becoming more commonplace. One resident of a private golf community Kennedy posted on Twitter info and pictures of three of them that were in his own backyard. One of them was a 12-footer. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
And I'm Pam Puzo, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.